All right, today's daf is Menachas Daf Kuf Gimel. We left off on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. We're at the two dots at the bottom. So Zula Haviv Machvas. The Mishnah on Daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis had discussed if a person says he's going to bring a carbon Minchas Machvas, and then he brings Marcheshes or Marcheshes and brings Machvas. So Masha Hevi, but he's not Yotzei his Chiyuv. He still has to bring the other one that he said he was going to bring. But the Mishnah said if he said Zula Haviv Machvas and he brings it b'Marcheshes, then it's just puzzle, because he said this is going to be brought b'machvas, and he doesn't bring this b'machvas, he brings this b'marcheshes. So, frak the Gemara v'atanya lo kitchum klishares, but didn't we learn in a brisa that klisharis is not mekadesh it? So what? So how does that contradict our Mishnah? So Rashi explains, lo kitchum osum klisharis sheviyim bo, v'kivin lo kitchum amai psulos. If the klisharis was not mekadesh it, so why should it become puzzle? Hamatzi la hadurinhu l'suyi bosom kelim shenadar. He should be able to go back and bring it in the kelim. Just because he put it in one kli, that shouldn't ruin it. He should be able to put it in the other kli and go bring it in that kli. The kli isn't kaveya anything. So I'm rabbi lo kitchum likari vavol kitchum liposel. No, that when we say that klisharis is not mekadish, means klisharis is not mekadish for hakrava, but it is mekadish to make it puzzle to do anything else. So therefore, it has the ability to be mekadish to that extent. Va'am Rabaye, and Abaye also says, lo shanu, this idea that if you say you bring zu b'machvas, and you bring it b'marcheshes, so it's going to be puzzle, is only ela shekavan b'shas neder, that you determine at the time of the neder that this is going to be brought b'machvas. Aval b'shas hafrasha lo, but if at the time of the Frasha, you first determine that it's going to be brought b'machvas, but at the time of the neder, you were much more parav about it, you were much more vague about it, you just said you're going to bring kar mincha, and it's only at the time of that frasha that you then said you're going to bring it b'machvas, so then it's the halacha is not going to be that way. Then it's going to be, as Rashi says, al b'shas hafrasha, de b'shas neder, mar harei alai mincha, stam, u b'shas hafrasha, kavav amrezu, avi, l'shem neder b'machvas, then it's not going to be possible. Then it's the halacha of the Mishnah that it's possible does not apply. Why? Kasher nadarta velo kasher refrashta. Pasuk says kasher nadarta, but not kasher refrashta. Whatever you said at the time of that frasha is lo mal velo morid. Itmar nami amar Rabbi Acha bar Chanina amar Rabbi Asi amar Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu el shakavan b'shas neder aval b'shas afrasha lo. That this whole din is only if you're koveat the shas neder, what kind of mincha it's going to be. But if you're koveat the shas afrasha, what kind of mincha it's going to be, it's not going to be possible when you do the other kasher nadarta velo kasher refrashta. Same drasha, kasher nadarta, but not kasher frashta. So the way Rashi clearly understands this chilik between the shas neder and the shas afrasha, it's going on the case of you said you're going to bring a minchas machvas and you bring marcheshes. So if that zul machvas was said b'shas neder, so then it's going to be pasul. But if it was said b'shas afrasha, it's going to be kasher. That's how Rashi establishes these few lines of Gemara. However, the Rambam in Maaser Korbanos Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Gimel mentions Abaye's comment over here in connection to the other din in the Mishnah, where you say you're going to bring something in Kli Echad and you end up bringing in Shnei Kelim, or Shnei Kelim and you end up bringing in Kli Echad. So that which we say Elu B'Kli Echad, if you said originally that you're going to bring Elu B'Kli Echad and instead you bring him in Shnei Kelim, or you say Elu B'Shnei Kelim and you bring up a Kli Echad, so the Mishnah said it's possible. So the Rambam says, that din is only if you're koveh b'shas neder, that at the shas neder you said, harei alai lahavias elu b'kli echad, or harei alai lahavias elu b'shnei kelim. But if at the shas neder you said, harei alai lahavi shtei esronos, and you weren't koveh whether you're going to bring them in one kli or in two different kelim, and then only at the shas afrasha you were koveh and you said that you're going to be mafresh them in shnei kelim, and you bring them in kli echad, or you were koveh and you were mafresh them in kli echad, and you bring them in shnei kelim, so then it's going to be kasher. That's how the Rambam establishes the case that's going on the kli echad versus shnei kelim. So the question is there a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam? So the Chofetz Chaim in the Kutei Halachos writes, no machlokas. Rashi just happens to choose one case of the Mishnah, the case of machvas marcheshes confusion, but enochinami, the same would be true about kli echad versus shnei kelim. The Rambam happens to choose the case of kli echad versus shnei kelim, but in Rechinami, the same would be true if the confusion was about machvas and marcheshes as well. So Chafetz Chaim doesn't think that there's any that there's any reason to assume that there's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. However, Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer and Evan Ozel in Maisar Kabanos Parak Yud Zayin Alecha Gimel writes that the Rambam is mechalik between these two confusions, the confusions of Machvas Marcheshes and of Kliyachat Shnei Kelim. Why? In Shnei Kelim Kliyachat, the chilik is if it's a one Karban Mincha or two menachos. In Shnei Kelim, it's two separate menachos. In Kli Echad, it's only one Karban Mincha, whereas the chiluk between Machvas and Marcheshes is on the Iker Shem HaKarban. It's not in the number of Karbanos, it's in the Shem HaKarban. There's a Minchas Machvas and a Minchas Marcheshes. And therefore, if a person takes a neder to bring a Minchas Stam, and then at the Shas HaFrasha, he's Koveya, what type of Korban Mincha it is, so there's a big difference between whether he's Koveh to be bring it as a Machvas or a Macheshes. So, meaning whether he's Koveh the Shem Korban, or whether he's Koveh how many Korbanos he's going to bring. If he's koveh to bring it as a machvas or a marcheshes, koveh the shem karban, so then he can't change that which he was koveh even at the Shas HaFrasha, because the shem karban has already been nikva. It's like a person says harei alai karban, where when you just say harei alai karban, the shem is not yet determined. You can bring an ol, you can bring shlom, whatever you want. But then afterwards you say harei zu ola lichovasi. Well, good. Once you say that, even though it wasn't at the Shas Neder, now you've granted it a Shem Ola. So you're not allowed to just change it into a Karban Shlomim. So in that situation, the Rambam's going to say that it doesn't matter whether the Shas HaFrasha or the Shas Neder. If you're determining the Shem Karban, the very first point that you ever determine the Shem Karban, I don't care whether it's Shas Neder or Shas HaFrasha, you have to stick with it. As opposed to if you say Harei Alai Shnei Asronos, where the Shem Karban is the same. So it's just a question of whether you're going to make it one Kli or two Kelim. So that's where Abai is going to be Mechalik. Then if you're Koveh B'Shas Neder, so then it's going to be Nikva, that's what you have to do. But if you're Koveh B'Shas HaFrasha, and you say you're going to bring it in Kli Echad, or you're going to bring the Shnei Kelim, so then you could still be Mishani, you could still change it to whatever you want to change it. So that's the perhaps Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam, head on understand these few lines of the Gemara. Okay, new Mishnah now. Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Ha'omer harei alai mincha mina sa'orim. A person says he wants to bring karban mincha from sa'orim, from barley. So the halacha is Yavi minachitim. He has to bring a mincha from wheat because he can't bring a mincha snedava from barley. Kemach, if he says he wants to bring a mincha out of kemach, out of coarse flour, Yavi solas. He has to bring it from fine flour because that's the halacha. That's where karban mincha is brought from. Below shemenu, below lavona. Yavi shemen ulavona. If a guy says, I'm going to bring karban mincha without shemen, without lavona. Well, no, you got to bring it with shemen and lavona anyway. Chatzi isaron. If he says he's going to bring a mincha that's chatzi isaron, yavi isaron shalem. Nevertheless, he has to bring an isaron shalem. There's no such thing as a mincha with only chatzi isaron, a flour. What if he says though isaron umechza? He says I'm bringing karban mincha with 1.5 esronim of flour. So yavi shnayim. Tanakama says he should bring 2 esronim of flour. Rabbi Shimon poter shlos nadiv kedar chamis nadvin. Rabbi Shimon says no, he doesn't bring anything because he didn't take the nadava kedar chamis nadvin. It's not normal to be misnadiv and he's saron mechza and therefore he's poter. Question is, Fasemis raises the question: poter from what? Poter from anything? According to Rabbi Shimon, Harei Alai Lahavi Yisaron Umechza. So he's poter from bringing two esronim. Does he bring 1 Yisaron? Or do we say that since he was not misnadiv kederach misnadvim, he's patur legamri, he doesn't bring anything? So Sfasem is noted to say that it means he doesn't bring anything. Not that he brings the 1 isaron and that the other half is an invalid comment, so he doesn't bother with that, but that he doesn't bring anything because the whole neder was not kederach hamisnadvin. Sfasem raises another question: why is it that you can't bring a karban of an isaron umechza? Where does it say? Where does that psul come from? Where in the Torah is there a psul of bringing a karban of Nisar Numechza, that we're about to learn Mishnah and Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, today's Daf and Amud Beis, that if a person wants to bring a carbon, Ad Shishim Esronim, he's allowed to bring. If you want to bring up until 60 Esronim of flour, you're allowed to bring. So 60 is okay, but 1.5 is not okay. A single carbon mincha could have 60 Esronim. So a single carbon mincha can have 1.5 Esronim. Where does that come from? That 1.5 Esronim of flour is no good. So Sfasema says, maybe, since you can't bring a Chatzi Isaron on its own, so therefore you're also not allowed to bring it it together with Nisarun Shalim, because we have a rule, the Gemara says in a couple of places, including in Maseches Kiddushin, Kol She'enu Bazeh Achar Zeh, Afilu Bebas Achas Eino, that anything you can't do one after the other. Let's say a man, in the context in Kiddushin, a man is Mekadesh, a woman and her sister, simultaneously. He gives them both Kiddushin at the same time. Hareshneh Mekadeshesli, neither of them are Mekadeshes, because since Bazeh Achar Zeh wouldn't work, you could be Mekadesh a woman, but then her sister, you wouldn't be able to be Mekadesh, so Afilu Bebas Achas Eino, so then you can't do two at the same time either. Anything you can't do Bazeh Achar Zeh, even though you could do the first one if it were done consecutively, but the second one would be invalid if done Bazeh Achar Zeh, so then Afilu Bebas Achas Eino, you can't, then it's invalid for both of them when you try to do them at the same time. So over here also, if you wanted to bring an Isaron Shalim and then bring a Chatzi Isaron, well, the Chatzi Isaron would be invalid, and therefore Afilu Bebas Achas, you're not able to do that. So Sfasema says, maybe you'll reject my answer based on the Mishnah we're going to have later on in tomorrow's daf, where it says, Ein misnadvin lug shnayim v'chamisha av misnadvim shlosha, that you can't be misnadev a lug shemen, two lug shemen, or five lug shemen, but you can be misnadev three lug shemen, and we don't say, kol sheinu b'zeh chazah, afil b'basah chazeno, if I can't be misnadev two lugim, so how can I be misnadev three? Because it's one plus two, isn't it? So it's b'zeh chazah, wouldn't work. So Sfasema says that's not a raya at all, because three lugin is a shear that the Torah gives us for nesachin. So there exists such a shear in the Torah, but an isarun mechza doesn't appear in the Torah anywhere. It's just that this guy wants to bring an isarun mechza. He came up with that on his own. So in that kind of situation, we say kol sheinu b'zeh chazeh, then even basachas, it's not going to work. Now this isn't exactly like the normal case of kol sheinu b'zeh chazeh, because when mincha are brought b'zeh achar zeh, each one requires its own kmitza. Whereas over here, when you bring up a bas achas, it's a single karban mincha, and it's really only one kmitza. So Sfasema says, yeah, but this is the best reason I'm able to come up with. Tam achar lo matzasi b'zeh, he writes. You know, if you could come up with a better explanation of why one and a half is no good, so gesunta hate. But I know this isn't exactly like kol sheinu b'zeh achar zeh in a normal situation, because b'zeh achar zeh would be two totally different things, and bas achas would be one unified karban. But I don't have a choice, says Sfasema. It's the best answer I've got. He does suggest a few other answers, but he thinks this is the best one he has. He suggests that perhaps you have to give a lug shemen for each yisarun, if you bring an yisarun mechza, you can have a problem with the shemen. Because what do you do if you hold machlokes tanaim, whether you need a lug shemen for each for each yisarun of flour? So if you hold that you do need a separate lug shemen for each yisarun of flour, like the yeshita the chachamim, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we had this back on Daf Peches. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, no matter how many yisronim of flour there are in the carbon, it's always one luk shemen. But according to the Chachamim, separate luk shemen for each yisron of flour. There's no such thing as a half a luk shemen. You can't bring a half a luk shemen. So if it's one luk for each yisron of flour, so what are you going to do with an yisron of mechza? You're going to bring a half a luk. There's no such thing. There's no such bringing of a half a luk shemen. So that's why Sfasema suggests maybe that's why the yisron of mechza. But if you say like that only works according to one Sheet and Tanaim. Our Mishnah doesn't sound like it's only going according to the Chum. It sounds like we're going according to everybody. Now, Tosos and Daf Yoram and Beis in this Masechta suggested that we're not in the habit of being mitzamtzim the isarun of flour in exact precise measure. We usually estimate a little high, and we bring a little more than an isarun of flour. So it says Fasem is according to that. So what are we worried about over here? Whatever we're worried about isarun mechza, why is that not a concern when you have a little bit more, when we estimate a little high? So the Tosos, so Fasem points out that no, you can't compare to what Tosos says in Daf Yud, because what Tosos is talking about over there is the concept of lenitnat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't expect absolute perfection, that we're going to get an exact, precise Yisarun every time. So we estimate a little high. We'd rather err on the side of caution, estimate a little high rather than a little low. But an Yisarun Mechza, that we don't need to estimate an Yisarun Mechza, that's obviously way, way off. So that's where we have a problem. Once it's so obviously way off, you're off by a little bit, that's okay. But to be off by a lot, that's not okay. All right, so says the Gemara, Amai, why do we assume that you're chayiv to bring a karbon min achitim when you say that you're going to bring a mincha from Sa'orim? After all, neder pischo imohu. Shouldn't we read the guy's statement significant when he says, I'm going to bring Karban Mincha from Sa'orim, that when he says I'm bringing Karban Mincha, so he's dedicated, he's committing to bring Karban Mincha. Then when he says Minas Sa'orim, he's backtracking. He's saying, nah, I'm not going to bring Karban Mincha. He's backing up by saying it's going to be Minas Sa'orim. As Rashi says, Neder Pisco Imahu, Ima Neder, Omra Pesach, Shemis Charitbo. He's showing that he feels badly about the Neder that he took. To Kivan Damar Minas Sa'orim, Amrinan Da'in Bedaito, Lavi Klum. When he says that he's going to bring from Sa'orim, obviously he's saying, I don't really want to bring Karban Mincha. Da'adim Yodea, Shem Mincha Minas Sa'orim, because everybody knows that you can't bring Karban Mincha from Sa'orim, so obviously he means to backtrack. So the Gemara has two ways of understanding our Mishnah. Number one, Amar Chizkiyah, and it's important to remember the names in order to understand the rest of the Samud. Amar Chizkiyah, Hamani Beishamahi, Damar Tfos Loshon Rishon, that in Rechidami, our Mishnah is only going like the Shita Beishamai, who holds that when you say two things, we're always Tofes Loshon Rishon. We always latch on to the first thing that you say. So if you say, I'm going to bring a Mincha Minas Sa'orim, it's as if you said, I'm bring a Mincha, and we ignore the second half of your sentence where you say you're going to bring from Sa'orim. So our Mishnah only goes according to the Shita's Beishamai. Where do we find Beishamai has such a Shita? A person says, I'm going to bring a Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir from Grogros and Dvela. What does it mean, from Grogros and Tvela, I'm going to be a Nazir? There's no din of Nazirus about Grogros and Tvela. Nazir means Nazir means Geffen. What about Grogros and Tvela? So Beishamai says, he's a Nazir, because Hareini Nazir is what we listen to. We don't listen to the Minha Grogros and Minha Tvela part. He committed to be a Nazir, and Nazir is Dafka Minha Geffen. I once got a Shaila Nazirus. Someone called me up Erev Pesach that they're a Nazir. And they wanted to know what to do about Dalet Kosos. Should have asked that before he became a Nazir. Okay, there was a Rav Kook had a Talmud who was a Nazir. Rav Kook had a Talmud who was they say when he, Rav Shechter just told me on Shabbos that the Nazir, Rav Kook's Talmud, when he went to university, he studied comparative religion. He was always frum, but he was studying comparative religion. And he felt so badly about that he felt he needed to make up for it. So he became a Nazir to make up for the rest of his life. Okay, but anyway, so if a person says that it's two things that are contradictory, he says he's going to be a Nazir, and then he goes on and he says, from in a Grogus, from in a Vela, we only listen to the first thing. That's Beishamai Shita. So Chizkiyah says, our Mishnah must be assuming like the Shita of Beishamai. Now, this is there's a discussion in the Rishonim over here as to, is there more to Beishamai Shita? Is it purely a din in Tfos Lashon Rishon? Or are there other halachic concepts at work over here? There is a machlokas Beisham Beisilah. If a person is makdish something b'taus, whether the hektish is chal or the hektish is nachal. The Gemara in Nazir, Mishnah Nazir, the Flamin and Beis, Beisham says that if you makdish b'taus, it is hektish. Beisilah says not hektish. For instance, you say shor shachar sheyetim mibeisi rishon harehu hektish. That black shor that comes out of my house first, that's going to be hektish, and then a white shor comes out. So Beishamai says hektish anyway, even though it's hektish b'talus. So according to that, if a person is makdish and he's bala chacham li shala lakdesho, he comes to be shala and it's hektish, so it's going to be tali machlokes Beishamai Beisilel. According to Beishamai, hektish b'talus is hektish. So what kind of she'ela? What are you going to say? I made a mistake? Good, you made a mistake. Now it's hektish b'talus. It's still hektish. According to Beisilel, though, you could be shala on your hektish. Now dine nidre nazirus have the din, have the same dinim as Hegdish, because it says by Nazirus Kodesh Yia Gadol Parasaro Show, that it's Kodesh, it has the din of Hegdish. So Nazirus is like Hegdish, and therefore maybe that's what Beishamai Shita is based on. According to Beishamai, even though even on Nidre Nazirus there's no She'ela. So if a person says Hareini Nazir, and then he tries to back out, Minar Grogos Minar Dveila, I'm trying to undo it. Well, you can't undo Hegdish either. So you can't undo the Nazirus. You're a Nazir. So maybe it's connected to that concept. Some of the Rishonim suggest that Beishamai holds like Rav Meir, that Eino Demotzi Dvarav L'Vatala, that whenever a person says something, we always assume he means it seriously. So when he says Hareini Nazir, he meant it seriously. He's not being Motzi Dvarav L'Vatala. And when he says Minat Grogus Minat Vela, he means that seriously too, but that doesn't mean anything. He could mean it seriously, but there's no such thing. Nazirus is only Migefen Ayayin, not from these other meaning. So he definitely, we have to assume that he's a Nazir from Geffen. When he said a rainy Nazir, he meant a real kind of Nazir. And with that which he says, he's trying to be Choser. He means it. He's trying to be Choser on what he originally said. But too bad, you can't be Choser. chozer, because there's no she'ela on nidrei nazirus. So the same thing when he says harei alai mincha min asarim, when he says harei alai mincha, so it's mincha min achitim, because the person is not motzi dvar levatala, and then he tries to be chozer say min asarim. So no, too bad. There's no she'ela, there's no charata on hegdish. So you want to be makdishit, you have to actually be makdishit. You can't back out of it. Okay, that's the issue, and the other issue that might be in play over here is in Beis Hillel Shita that hekdesh ta'us is not hekdesh. So Tosfos writes that's why it could be chozer toch kedei dibur, that it has to still dafka be toch kedei dibur that a person is chozer. But anyway, okay, all of this is chizkiyah. Chizkiyah's understanding of the Mishnah is the Mishnah is only going like Beis Shammai. Says where Rabbi Yochanan Marfilte in Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan says no, the Mishnah could even be going like Beis Hillel. Why when you say that you're going to bring korban mincha min asarim, do you have to bring from? Why don't we just say that you backed out? No, our Mishnah is talking about a case. It's where the guy says, if I only would have known, if you only would have told me that you can only bring Korban Mincha from Chitim, I would have brought from Chit. I would have said from Chitim. I only said Sa'orim because I thought it's okay to bring from Sa'orim. So now we know his das was to bring whatever a valid Korban Mincha is. That's why he has to dafka bring from Chitim. But in a normal situation where he doesn't give this explanation, he just says, I'm going to bring Korban Mincha Asarim, the Neina Chinami. He doesn't have to bring anything because he was Chozer, and Hektish Petos is not a Hektish, so he's allowed to be Chozer. Amar Chizkiya. So Chizkiya says, same Chizkiya that said that our mission is going only like Beis Shammai, and that it's all about Tfos Loshon Rishon. So Chizkiya says, Lo Shonu El Damar Mincha Min Asarim, Av Lo Amar Mincha Min Adashim Lo. It's only true that he's going to have to bring a Mincha Min Achitim when he said he's going to bring from Sa'orim. But if he said he's going to bring from an Adashim, which is way out of left field, it's not even close to a Karb Mincha Adashim. It's not even a grain. So then the halach is not going to be that he has to bring a regular korban mincha. So frak the Gemara, Chizkiya, why would he say that chilek? Michti, Chizkiya kemanu amal shmati kebei shamai. Chizkiya assumed that the whole svara for the halach in our Mishnah is you just listen to the first word he says, ignore the rest of his sentence. So Beishamai Mishum Tfos Loshon Rishonu Mali Min Asarim Mali Min Adashim. If he says Harei Alai Mincha, ignore the rest of the sentence. What do I care whether the rest of the sentence is Min Asarim Min Adashim, from cows, from pigs? It doesn't make a difference. He said Harei Alai Mincha, so he commits himself to a real Korban Mincha. Why should the rest of the sentence make a difference? So Hadabei. So Chizkiya changed his mind. Chizkiya ended up saying like Rabbi Yochanan. He must have interpreted the Mishnah in the end like Rabbi Yochanan interpreted the Mishnah, namely that the reason that you're bringing from Mincha is because the guy explained that he made a mistake, and that had he only known. So my time had debate, why did Chizkiya retract? Amarav Masnisa Kashisa, because our Mishnah bothered him. My Yiri Tatani Mincha Min Asarim, listen Min Adashim. If the whole issue was just Tfos Loshon Rishon, why does the Mishnah give a case where a guy says, I'm bringing Mincha Min Asarim? Let him pick a wilder case. I'm going to bring a Mincha Min Adashim, and he still has to bring a Mincha Min Achitim. So why does the Dafka give a case of Sa'orim? El Shmamina Mishum Detan. It must be because the case in our Mishnah is where the guy can honestly claim, I was mistaken, I thought I'm allowed to do what I said. And therefore, if he said he was going to bring from Sa'orim, that's an honest to goodness mistake. We could take his word for it that he was mistaken. He really thought you could bring a Mincha from Sa'orim, and that's why he's going to have to bring from Chitim. But if he says he's going to bring from Adashim, no one makes such a mistake. And therefore, he's going to be, he's not going to bring from Chitim. That was a totally invalid nether. He certainly did not make such a mistake. He was shoal on the nether. He had undone his nether, and he's going to be putter in that situation. That is how Chizkiya understands. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Min Adashim. Rabbi Yochanan says, nah, even if he says Min Adashim, it's still he's going to be chayv to bring from Chitim. So says Gemara, what? Michli Rabbi Yochanan Kamar Ram Lashmaitik Beis Hillel. Wait a second, we just got through saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chizkiya even admitted to Rabbi Yochanan in the end, that the whole svara for our Mishnah is that the guy made a mistake. Who makes a mistake and thinks that you're allowed to bring a korban mincha out of Adashim to save from Sarim? Mela, okay, he'll make such a mistake. And that's why he has to bring Menachitim, because it was an honest mistake. But Adashim, no one makes such a mistake. So it says, well, the Dvar of the Chizkiya Karmelei. Now, Rabbi Yochanan was just addressing Chizkiya. He was saying, at my time, Adartabach, why did you retract from your original statement and agree to me that our mission is even going like Beis Hillel? Mishum Delo Katani Min Adashim. It's all because the Mishnah didn't say the words Min Adashim. Dilma Lomi Bayi Kamar. Maybe the Mishnah is written in the style of Lomi Bayi, that Lomi Bayi Min HaAdashim, that you don't even need to tell me in a case where a guy says he's going to bring him in HaAdashim, Deikal Meimer Mahadur Hutahadur Bay, Utfos Lashon Rishon, where the guy is clearly trying to be Choser, and you should therefore take his first sentence, his first statement, which was that he's going to bring Karb Mincha, Ela Afilu Min HaSa'ori Nami, Deikal Meimer Mitahu Dekatai, Afilu Hachi Utfos Lashon Rishon. Even if the guy says he's going to bring from Sa'orim, where it's more likely that he wasn't even trying to be Chozer, where he just made a mistake, maybe the Mishnah's telling me the bigger Chiddush, maybe the Mishnah's going like Beis Shammai, like you originally thought, Chizkia. And according to Beis Shammai, the reason why if you say I'm going to bring a Karban Mincha from Sa'orim, you bring from Chitim, is because Tvos Lashon Rishon, the guy is trying to be Chozer, and you should just take the first thing he says. You can't be Chozer, you have to be Tofes Lashon Rishon. So the bigger Chiddush is that even if it's something that's really close to what a Karban Mincha can be, we still assume he's trying to be Chozer and Tvos Lashon and Tvos Lashon Rishon, even though there's reason to assume maybe it was an honest mistake and he wasn't trying to be Chozer. No, we still assume he's trying to be Chozer. Maybe that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So basically, it's funny because Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Chizkiah. Chizkiah ultimately admitted to Rabbi Yochanan. You would think Rabbi Yochanan would say, "Oh, Shkayach, you finally came around." But Rabbi Yochanan said, "No, I don't think it's intellectually honest the way you're admitting to me, because the thing that bothers you about the Mishnah shouldn't bother you. That shouldn't be a good enough reason for you to be Chozer and be Modin in my Shita. So rethink it. Rethink if you really want to go and agree with me." So the Rambam writes, very interesting. The Rambam says, if a person says Harei Alai Milcha Min HaSa'orin, or Harei Alai Mincha Min HaAdashim, so we ask him, if you would have known that there's no such thing as a Mincha Min HaSa'orim, a Mincha Min HaAdashim, would you have still made this neder to bring such a Karban Mincha? So he says, no, if I would have known, I for sure would have brought the right thing. So then he's chayiv to bring Kederach Shemakrivin, he's chayiv to bring a normal Karban Mincha. So the Kesef Mishnah asked the obvious Kasha, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that our Mishnah is going like Beis Hillel, which is the way we paskin, even Chizkiya was molded to it, that our Mishnah is going like Beis Hillel, it's only if he says Min HaSa'orim. But if he says Min HaAdashim, people don't make mistakes like that. He doesn't get the chance to say, no, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I thought a mincha was brought from HaAdashim. No one thinks that. So we don't assume that he made a mistake and he really meant to bring a Karban Mincha. No, we assume he was backing out and he was being shol on his neder, and therefore the neder is completely not binding. So what's the Rambam saying? That even in the case of Min HaAdashim, it's mamish against the Gemara. The Gemara is mechad. The Gemara says when Rabbi Yochanan says Afilu Min HaAdashim, he's saying L'dvar of Dechizkiya. But Chizkiya himself backed out, and we pass on Rabbi Yochanan anyway. So Rabbi Yochanan himself is mechalik between Min HaAdashim and Min HaSa'orim. So why isn't the Rambam mechalik between the two? So there are three approaches that the Rishonim on the page, that the commentators on the page of the Rambam suggest. So one of them suggests, I think Mary Korka suggests, that the Rambam says that if a guy says, look, had I known that you're not allowed to bring from HaAdashim, I really wouldn't have made such a neder, and therefore I really want to bring a carbon, normal Karban Mincha from Chitim, what are you going to tell him? Liar! You're not allowed to bring a Karban Mincha! We don't believe that you really wanted to bring a Karban Mincha, that you were being honest, and that you wanted to bring from HaAdashim. No, why would you call him a liar? Why would you? He's Neman Alatzmo to say such a thing. Like when the Gemara says that the Mishnah doesn't pick a case of Min HaAdashim, it doesn't pick a case of Min HaAdashim because that doesn't happen too often, that a guy is going to make such a mistake and think that a Karban Mincha could be brought Min HaAdashim. Normally, if he says Min HaAdashim, he's really backing out. But if the guy tells you ask him and he tells you, oh, when I said Min HaAdashim, I really thought that I'm allowed to bring Min HaAdashim. So good, let me bring whatever I can bring. So why wouldn't you believe him? So you might as well believe him. That's the shita of the Mari Korkas. Okay, there are other answers. Also, the Kesef Mishnah's answer we can't understand until we see the next line in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Amr Ziri lo shanu al damar mincha, avalo amar mincha lo. So Ziri says that this whole concept is only if he says this whole idea of tfos lashon rishon, that you listen to the first thing he said, is only if he said harei alai mincha min hasa'orim. So we say, okay, good, he said mincha, so we're going to listen to the word mincha, and he's going to bring from chitim. But if he didn't say the word mincha, then this halacha doesn't apply. What does it mean he didn't say the word mincha? What did he say? So Rashi has two deos. Either he said minchas sa'orim, where it's clear from the first word that he's connecting it to the next word, and not just mincha, minchas. Minchas has to be connected to something, and that's why you don't say tefillas lashon rishon, because it's not a lashon rishon; it's all one lashon. Or Rashi said, no, maybe he didn't use the word mincha at all. He said harei alive minas ha'orin. So there is no lashon rishon. There's mamish no lashon rishon. He never used the word mincha. So yes, Rav Nachman would come to Lala Shmaita. Rav Nachman was saying over this teaching, Yisvei Rebbe Rav Nachman, so Rav asked Rav Nachman, Kemach Yavisoldas, when the Mishnah says in a case where the guy says, I want to bring Kemach, and we say he's going to bring so he has to bring Soldas, Lav Delo Amar Mincha, isn't that talking about a case where he didn't say Mincha? The Mishnah just said he said Kemach. Doesn't say he said Mincha of Kemach. So lo, Damar Mincha. No, we're assuming he said Mincha of Kemach. Below Shemin Levona, Yavi Shemin Levona, my Lav Delo Amar Mincha. So he said he's not going to bring Shemin or Levona. Isn't that a situation also where he didn't say Mincha? Lo, the Amar Mincha. It's talking about a case where he said Mincha. Chati Yisarin, Yavi Yisarin Shalem, my Lav Delo Amar Mincha. The Mishnah gave a case where he said he's going to bring Chati Yisarin, and he has to bring in Yisarin Shalem. It's because we're Tfos Lashon Rishon, presumably. He has to bring Mincha, which is Yisarin Shalem. Isn't that talking about a case where he didn't say Mincha? Lo, the Amar Mincha. It's talking about a case where he did say Mincha. But then how do you read the last case? If he says he's going to bring an Isar and a Mechza, he brings two. But wait a second, if he said Mincha from an Isar and a Mechza, so when he said the word Mincha, he's chayven, if the whole Vart of the Mishnah is that Tfel Sosha Rishon, we just listened to the first thing he said, why should he have to bring two astronomers in that case? He said I'm going to bring a Mincha with Isar and a Mechza. So when he says Mincha, he's chayven an Isaron. Ki Amar Chatzi Isaron, Lomar Klumu. So then when he says another half Yisaron, he didn't say the word Mincha again, so it's worthless. Says Gemara, Lo Tzricha, Damar Harelai Mincha Chatzi Isaron, the Isaron. He didn't say, I'm going to bring in a Mincha of an Isaron, the Chatzi Isaron. He said, I'm bringing a Mincha of a Chatzi Isaron, the Isaron. The Kimidar Mincha Yichai Vlei Isaron. As soon as he said Mincha, he's Chai Vlei Isaron. Ki Amar Chatzi Isaron Velo Klumka Amar. So when he said a Chatzi Isaron, that was worthless. You're right saying Chatzi Isaron is worthless. But then, Ki Hadar Ami Isaron, Maisi Isaron Nachrina. When he then says Yisaron again, then he has to bring another Yisaron. But then what's the svar for Rabbi Shimon? Why does Rabbi Shimon say he was not misnadiv kederach misnadiv? He doesn't bring anything. Rabbi Shimon is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that a person we don't only listen to the beginning of his of what he has to say. Even b'gemar dvarav adamatvis, we even listen to what he has to say at the end, and therefore at the end he says Yisarun Mechza, which is totally unusual. So as long as there's something totally unusual anywhere in his words, he's Pater. New Mishnah. Misnadid Adav Mincha Shal Shishim is Yisaron. Or maybe B'kliyachon. A person can be Misnadid to bring Karm Mincha of 60 Yisarons of flour, all in one Kli. Imamar Harei Elai Samach Aleph, maybe Shishim B'kliyachon Ve'achad B'kliyachon, Shekein HaTzibur, maybe B'yom Tov Rishon Shal Chag, Shechal Yos B'Shav, Shishim Ve'achad, Dayu Liyachad, Shehu Pachas Min HaTzibur Echad. If he says he's going to bring 61 Yisarons of flour, so 60 is the maximum in one Kli, and he puts one in the other Kli. Where do we get this? Because the tzibur, the most that tzibur ever brings, is 61 Yisaron, and therefore, dayu liyachid, that a yachid should be one notch below the tzibur. So if the maximum for a tzibur is 61 Yisaronim, the maximum for a yachid is 60. Where do we get the maximum for a tzibur 61 Yisaronim? What karb mincha does a tzibur bring? That's 61 Yisaronim of flour. So Rashi says, it's not really a karb mincha. The yud gimel parim, and the pari achag on sukkis, the yud gimel parim have a total of 3 Yisaronim of flour for each of them. So lamates Yisaronim, that's 39. Shlosh Yisaronim par. Liyud Dalit Kvasim, the 14 Kvasim you bring, so that's 1 Yisaron for each. So that's a total of 53 so far. The Shnei Ayalim is 4 Yisaron, so that's 57 because it's 2 each. The Shnei Tamidim, it's another 2. And the Shnei Kivsei Musaf, the Shabbos, it's another 2. So maximum on Shabbos of Sukkot, you're going to bring 61. 61 Yisaron total with all the Karbanos. So that's what we're saying. The maximum the Tzibur is ever going to have to bring, the maximum amount of flour on a given day the tzibur will ever have to bring is 61. So the maximum amount of flour we're allowed to have in a single carbon is 60. So I'm Rabbi Shimon. We're talking about those are for totally different carbonos. But the tzibur, it's not one carbon. Those are from a bunch of different carbonos. Ella, rather the svara is ad shishim yichol nibalel, up until 60, it can get mixed well with the oil. More than 60, it's not going to mix well with the oil. That's the real reason. Amru lo, so the chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, come on. Shishim nivlom, shishim echad ein nivlolin. What, 60 will get mixed well, but 61 won't get mixed well. It's just off by a tiny drop. How much of a difference is the one going to make? Samar lehem, kol midos chachamim kein, barabayim Welcome to Shas. That's the way all the measurements work. You can be tovel in 40 sa of a mikvah. Mikvah's missing a little. If it was exactly 40 sa, someone went in before you and then they left. Now you can't be tovel because they took out some water on their body. It's a tiny amount of water. Too bad. It's chaser kordav. It's missing just a tiny drop. That's enough to ruin the entire thing. Shol sheil lemal and Rabbi Bar Ilai. So says the Gemara. They asked the sheil lemal Rabbi Bar Ilai. Minay lamar arei shishim echad. Maybe shishim b'kliachad ve'echad b'kliach. How do I know that if a person says he's going to bring a carbon of 61 astronim, that he's supposed to bring 60 in one kli and one in the other kli? Pasuk Rabbi Dabrei Rosh Hamadabrim Kol Makom. Rabbi Dabrei, who is the Rosh Hamadabrim, who is the first person to speak in all situations, and he said, "Why was he the Rosh Hamadabrim?" So that's the famous story in Gemara Shabbos Taf Lamed Gimel. Gemara Shabbos Taf Lamed Gimel tells us that that when they were discussing, what was it? It was something about the government. I forgot already. Something one of them said, "Look how what all the good things the government does for us. They build streets and roads and bridges, and they do all these amazing things." And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Nah, they do it for themselves. They do it for their own cover. They're not doing it for us." Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abilai said, "No, he's the one that said good things about the government." That's why Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had to go hide in the cave, because the government found out that he was speaking bad about them. So he had to hide in the cave all that time. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abilai became the Rosh HaMadabrim because he knew how to speak in a way that he wasn't going to upset the authorities. So he became the spokesperson for the Jewish people. So the Rosh HaMadabrim Kol Makom Vamar Shekein Matzina Tzibur Mivin B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shechal Yos B'Shabes Shishem Echad Dayu Liachad Sheiv Chos Min HaTzibur Echad. The same Svar HaMishnah said, Tzibur brings 61, the Yachad could bring 60. Amar Le'er B'Shem V'Alo Eilu Parim V'Yolim V'Eilu Kvasim V'Eilu B'Lasan Av V'Eilu B'Lasan Raka V'Eilu B'Lasan Shachmas V'Eilu B'Lasan Min Arbayim V'Ein Avon Mizel Zeh. These are totally different Kavanos. They're done in a totally different way. One is a B'Lila Raka, one's a B'Lila Av, one's done in the morning, one's done at night. What are you talking about? It's not a single carbon of 61. Amr lo emarata. I say, okay, you got a better idea? Why didn't you tell me why Yachid can only bring 60 astronomy in a single carbon? Amr lo emarayu omer v'kal mincha b'lul b'shem n'chareva. Kvar omer Torah havei mincha sheyucha li bolo. The Torah is telling us that you have to be able to be bolo the mincha to mix it with the flour. Amr lo b'shishim n'vom, b'shishim mechad ein n'vlolin. Come on, what? With 60 astronomy of flour will mix. With 61 it won't mix. Amr lo kal mitzis kham kenu. Yes, the chacham are precise in their midos. You could be tovel in 40 sa, not 40 sa minus a mashu. Kibetza matami to masachlin, kibetza chasav shum shemayim matami to masachlin. A kibetza food is matami to masachlin, kibetza minus a sesame seed is not matami to masachlin. Shlosh al shlosh matami midras, a cloth that shlosh al shlosh is matami to masmidras, shlosh al shlosh chasani ma chasani matami to masmidras. If it's missing just a single thread, it's not matami midras. The chiein of lalin may have you, vatranim lo balakasha. So ask the Gemara, but wait a second, why do we care if it doesn't get mixed in? Even if you don't mix around the flour and the oil, it's still going to be kosher. It's the most famous line in the Halma Sechta, probably. Amar Rabbi Zeira, kol haroi lebila ein bila ma kevesbo, v'kol shein haroi lebila bila ma kevesbo. You're right. You don't need to actually do the blila, but it is necessary that the karban be ra'oi for bila. You have to be able to do the blila. And therefore, with 60 assortment of flour and one log of shemen, you're able to do the blila. The question is, does this din also apply according to the shita of the chachamim, that for each yisorin of flour, you also add another lug of shemen, because then this whole svara doesn't apply. It has nothing to do with the belila. That's my focus for Rishonim, 2 days in Rashi.